And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Recently, I heard Ron Stutz and Freddie Kiger discussing the fiasco of the so-called improvements to Weaver Dairy Road. Specifically, it was the inability to turn left from Perkins Drive onto Weaver Dairy. For 20 years, I've been traveling along that road to shop. Now, going to Chapel Hill North, I can't return the way I came. My choices are a potentially dangerous U-turn at the lights on Weaver Dairy and Martin Luther King, or the longer way around by the gas station to the traffic lights. It's ludicrous. What were they thinking? If they didn't want a left turn from Perkins, a great solution would have been to install a mini roundabout at Perkins and Weaver Dairy, which would also help to slow traffic down. The road is now wide enough for cars to negotiate a mini roundabout. Trucks can use the gas station exit onto Martin Luther King with easy access to I-40. Another area of concern is the new exit from the Timberline Shopping Center. There is a slight incline on Weaver Dairy coming from the east before the Timberline driveway, and cars traveling west on that road can't easily see traffic that's coming out of the shopping center. I have already seen people driving out of there turning left, trying to beat the oncoming Weaver Dairy traffic. Can something be done about these fiascos before any accidents happen? Do people need to be injured or even killed before the Department of Transportation realizes what poor planning they have instigated? This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.